And welcome back to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson. I'm the director of the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, and you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. In the studio with me tonight are two artists, one local from the Bahamas, Dee Dee Brown, who many of you might know, and another who came down from New York is of Dominican descent, and her name is Joy Rimanaya. And the two of them are working together on our series of shows called The Double Dutch. This one is the sixth in the series. It's called Re-Encounter, and the two artists have been collaborating from afar and now together to put this show on. So I think the first thing I want to ask both of you is, how was it to like meet each other virtually and be like, okay, we're thinking about putting you with this artist? Like, how are you like, oh, okay, like, how does that go down? How was that experience? Dee Dee, go first. Because Joy was like going,
Well, I mean, I guess in this day and age, we're kind of used to meeting people virtually to a certain extent. Like, I meet clients all the time through Skype. So, you know, it was pretty easy in that sense. But obviously, kind of trying to gather your thoughts and come up with a way to maybe collaborate or, like, start the discussion between your works is a bit tricky. But I feel like, you know,
So it's a bit like blind dating, right? It's like, you know, there's like a curator who's like a matchmaker, right? And they're like, okay, we think you're going to be the right fit. And so, again, it could sometimes not be that good. And so it must be a little awkward.
For sure.
Charlie's naughty. She's like, yes.
Super awkward. No, not at all. It's my first time collaborating, or maybe not collaborating, but like maybe in like a one-to-one process like this. And it was interesting. Like, you know, they gave me Didi's name. I didn't know her work. I like look up online. I saw some of her work. Then we met on Skype and like she expanded on some other work that wasn't online or like things that she was doing at the moment. And so it's interesting to like discover someone's practice in that way. And then you're trying to like see where the common points are and you're like, but you do this thing with aluminum and like I do this thing with fabric and like, what are we doing?
Yeah. How do we marry that together?
Yeah.
So then we had a few conversations that were kind of putting the medium aside and the work aside and just thinking about ideas or like, what are you trying to do with your work? What am I trying to do? And see if we had some connecting points there. And and that's kind of like how.
So what did you what do you feel like was the hook for you that you were like, okay, I can work with her? Like, yes, because really that's the point. It's not really about how the work is made. I mean, you don't want like two painters painting the same painting. You know, it's really about kind of the conceptual idea and like how is it to be a woman in the Caribbean? How is it to? I mean, I think those are a lot of the things that I think the chief curator Holly Bynoe was sort of looking at. So what can you remember something that you were like, oh yeah, I can. That's something I can like hook onto and I feel like I can, because it's really not a collaborative work, it's more of a conversation,
right? Yeah, well, I made a connection between the installation that you did, I forget the name of it, sorry, the one with all the hanging body parts.
Dominican where Women she was, Google Search. Or hashtag Dominican Women Google Search.
Right, exactly. So she was using, you know, body parts of women and suspending them from the air and applying different patterns and textures to them, you know, and I use a lot of pattern in my work and obviously I'm, you know, also exploring like the female form in a lot of ways and so I felt that there was that connection.
And I remember actually a while ago you did that series of puppets. You know, of
the
and
the
they
cherries.
Were almost like body parts, like hanging off strings and things like that. I hadn't even put those two together, so it's interesting. Like, was there something like when you were talking to Dee Dee that you were like, oh yeah, you know, I can see how that was there something for you?
I think also the gender idea and especially like how we were both reacting to this particular, you know, female identity, quote unquote, in relation to our surroundings. So Dee Dee's like thinking about it from the Caribbean and I'm thinking about it from the States as a Caribbean person and how one is perceived in this particular ways from a point of view of, you know, the state does have a history, like a relationship with the Caribbean. But as many other identities, as it happens to many other identities in the States, it's kind of like watered down to its essentials and, you know, put in this like superficial way. So I'm trying to react to that and have a conversation with that and that's kind of where tourism comes in, because it's kind of like the package in which everything is wrapped and like given to you for easy consumption. So I'm dealing with all those things from the context of the States, and then Dee Dee is also like looking at, you know, society around her. But yeah, you should
Yeah, well, so why don't you tell us a little bit about that, Dee Dee? What are you kind of doing? Because you, why don't you sort of try to describe what's hanging?
Okay.
Because it's very particular. There's these kind of objects that hang, but they also are sort of pulled apart in a way. I mean, it's almost a form that's pulled apart. So it's interesting also that you alluded to that piece of Joyeries, where there's actual body parts that are separated and hung.
Yeah.
So
So obviously it plays off of the work that I had in the NEA last year, except this time, I think I was very influenced by the idea of hanging the piece. So basically it's a mixed media hanging installation of about 15 figurative heads that have been cut in a variety of segments and then embellished with paint and geometric and decorative patterns. And then it's made three-dimensional by the inclusion of these hand-twisted ribbons of aluminum.
Because you kind of basically, to sort of try to describe it to the viewer, it's a flat piece of aluminum or aluminium, as some of us might say. And you kind of cut out the shape of a head, and then you cut that head into sort of strips, and you bend them out and twist them. So that it's like you see the silhouette of the form, but then the form also kind of appears in this weird, twisted way.
Right. Well, actually, so these pieces I've actually cut. I've been working with wood and masonite, which is like a particle board. And it's actually, so I'm cutting the figure out of those materials and then using the aluminum to kind of pull it apart. And it's those materials are a lot more rigid. So there's all this tension as well that I'm working with. And, ooh, am I going to break this if I pull it too hard this way? And just kind of seeing how much give and take there is.
Well, and that's interesting because actually Joyeries, your work also has a certain specific amount of tension in it but different, right? Like, because it's fabric that's kind of stretched and cut through. And so it's sort of interesting. Like, they're totally different media, but there's a lot of sort of similar. Maybe this is just me. Does the cutting and the twisting have any, like, it sounds very violent. Does that have any, like how the women are treated a lot of the time. Does that have any bearing or not at all? Or is that just because when you were talking about it, I was like, ooh, that sounds, ooh, ow, you know?
I think it starts more, for me, it starts from a more personal place just to do with, relationships and conflict in conversation, arguments, different perspectives, and not understanding, one another's points of view. And then I think we can definitely make parallels into, the way females are treated in society, and it can kind of, but it definitely starts in this personal place, which, it's difficult to talk about. It's awkward, but I've always been very fascinated with that. And I'm like, well, why don't we ever talk about this awkwardness? Why can't we try to come up with some resolution and understand perspectives a little bit more easily?
I guess just because people don't want to be uncomfortable. I think, really, like, it's a really simplistic answer, but a lot of the time, too, when you think also about how people segregate themselves into their own communities, whether that's, like, the white Bahamian community here, or if you maybe live in, or a Chinese community in another country or whatever, very often there's as well as an actual segregation that might be going on, like, oh, yeah, you people go live over in that area far away from us. There's also this sense of, like, and very often it's just to be comfortable, right? It's just to be comfortable.
Yeah.
And then when you suggest to people in that group, well, why don't you go out and do whatever, it's very often it comes down to just being uncomfortable, and that people really don't want that.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes that's what art sort of should do, is make people just uncomfortable enough that, again, like, it's not, you don't want people to have a horrifying time, but that they're confronting those issues. Yeah,
exactly.
So, and what are you doing with your work? You've built this wall and with this stretchy fabric,
mainly three pieces. So when we were talking about the process and, like, trying to find common points, I showed Dee Dee some recent works that I've been doing, wrapping the female body in this printed fabrics, mostly myself, and taking photos of myself in this wrapped form in the landscape, and it's kind of a commentary on, it's a series called Containers, and it's about how the identity is contained in this prepackaged form. It's also about how, like, this long visual history of women being represented against the landscape in a way almost like interchangeable with the landscape, or in places like this, like the tropics, you have a lot of images of women advertising the landscape.
In bikinis,
yes. And I'm fascinated by how both women and the landscape, nature, are kind of colonized in this mm-hmm, weird way mm-hmm. by, you know, the patriarchy, or like even like
what's an idea of fecundity, right? Of like fruitfulness, oh, and you know, yes. again, like all that sex, you know, flowers in the hair, yes. and the sexuality, yeah, and sexuality, right?
Yeah, absolutely. All that. Yeah,
yeah, and you know, hibiscus with their like long, I don't even know what that thing's called, pistil, stamen that sticks out, the pistil. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I mean, it's all very sexual.
Oh yeah, yeah. Sure, yeah. yeah. So, so one thing that Didi observed was that, oh, I mean, it's like a very vicarious mm-hmm. experience as an audience, because mm-hmm. you're imagining yourself being in this suit, but you're not really interacting with this fabric. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, actually, that's true. And so I stayed with that idea, right? And then we were discussing like another, you know, series of recent things that I've been doing was editing that video from that cruise. Mm-hmm. And in the video, there's the video is called Labadee, and it's about this beach that Royal Caribbean leased until 2050.
Yeah, so we have Haiti. A similar thing here. Disney has a whole island here.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so similar. So I think Bahamians would be familiar with that concept of like this territory, which has just been taken over mm-hmm. by, sure. you know, a multinational company to right. recreate a kind of safe, clean experience so we're familiar with that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. So that's what Labadee is. Mm-hmm. And but there's a fence, and on the other side of the fence you have regular people who walking there and living there and mm-hmm. like walking on the road.
Yeah.
But you don't really see them because you have to walk beyond what the areas that are kind of inviting mm-hmm, mm-hmm. For tourists are. And so there's like a building with bathrooms, and then behind that building with bathrooms there's like shrubs and trees, and then behind that there's a wall, and behind the wall there's a fence.
Yeah,
so you have to like look on top of the wall to see the fence and the road and everything beyond. And there were kids waving with empty plates at the tourists on this side of the fence who had an unlimited
buffet
that comes down from the cruise, because they don't even like take, you know, consume food from the places they dock at. And like the whole thing was for me like too much, and I was just recording everything because that was my way to deal with it later just have something to go back to. And so anyways, the idea of a wall that you can kind of interact with. So there's this wall in the video, and I wanted to do a wall here too. And then, you know, there's like this whole conversations on walls from the current political climate in the States.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. I wanted to do an idea that you could both, I wanted to do a wall that you could both transgress and penetrate, but also that you would struggle with, and that you would have this sensation of the fabric. And then the fabric has, again, tropical pattern printed on it. And tropical, it's like one specific type of tropical pattern that I'm into, which is the one that is very descriptive and illustrative, mm-hmm. That kind of comes directly really from botanical illustrations from the explorers from like three mm-hmm. centuries ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm interested in that whole lineage.
Oh my God, that's so interesting that you can buy like some cheap stretchy fabric that is basically, again,
like a cheap copy of this type of illustration. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Because that's what it wants to emulate, even like... I find like other types of design are more creative or want to take different decisions mm-hmm. or like mm-hmm. Have different intentions. But not that this one doesn't want to be, you know, as decorative as mm-hmm. the rest. But like mm-hmm. it's very specific how the pattern is so descriptive visually.
Mm-hmm.
And I relate that to that history of being analyzed by this foreign...
By a foreign eye, a foreign gaze, basically, right?
But also the idea of control, the idea of understanding another analyzing what their resources are so we can take them and use mm-hmm. them. And you think of pharmaceuticals and like all of these things. I mean, there's a lot of ramifications. Yeah.
But there's so much in there to unpack, actually.
Yes.
While you were talking, I was thinking of so many things that even... because this idea of kind of packaging, I think it also comes into, you know, even what Didi was speaking to, of personal relationships, right? Because very often you can't cross a barrier because you're already assuming your partner is going to act a certain way based on their gender, right. based on how they were, you know, and again, like we all inherit these ideas of like, men are like this and women are like that, or, mm-hmm. you know, or if you have a partner of the same gender, then, you know, this one's going to be this way because whatever, you know, it almost speaks to the same thing in an interesting way. Yeah. Which I was thinking of just while you were talking. And then also the patterning, I was wondering how your approach to patterning, where are you getting your patterns from? And does that relate to our immediate surroundings, or is that something other?
I've done I've included a combination of local pattern, one of Dylan's designs from Bahama Handprints.
Yeah, so for those that don't know, Dee Dee's partner and husband is was one of the lead designers, or the lead designer at Bahama Handprints for a really long time, and made all the fabric patterns and everything. So
right, so I chose to incorporate one of his patterns and kind of just contrast that with the geometric patterns that I found, and then another decorative pattern as well. And again, just kind of talking about that, like, inside, outside.
Because in a way, even Bahama Handprints, which is like an awesome small Bahamian business, like all handmade, 100%, it still is, to a certain extent, also perpetuating this packaging, right?
Yeah.
Because, you know, it is a certain look. I mean,
it's a brand.
It's a brand. And Absolutely. Also, like, before I actually lived here, I would wear it more when I was here, because I felt like, I feel like I'm a tourist when I wear it, not because it's like tourist clothes, but because it's sort of resort wear, right?
Yeah,
it's
really
like, I wouldn't, like, I feel like if I wore one of those dresses to work, it would look like I was going to go to the beach later. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so, you know, as a working woman here, you know, I want to look professional. So I put on my jacket and my Bahama flag pin and whatever.
Yeah.
But I can't, and it's interesting because it's another kind of a prison. It's like, I would love to wear it because it's cool.
Yeah.
And it's designed for this weather. And actually it makes more sense than wearing a business suit to work. But at the same time, I can't do it because it sends a message that, you know, and then I walk down Bay Street and everyone's like, you want to have your hair braided.
Yeah.
Right. And because I would definitely be taken for a tourist if I walked around dressed like that. Right. So it's kind of, it's like there's so many layers.
Yeah, absolutely.
In these ideas of like what a pattern means and, you know, what a fabric represents and the history behind it that I think is really fascinating.
For sure.
So you've been working together for 2 days, actually in the flesh.
Yep.
How's that going?
It's going great, I think.
Yeah. Really well.
It's very really well. Great to see the work in the space. And, Dee Dee was talking about how, like, her studio is small, and when she sees her work in the gallery, it has, like, another feel. And
it completely transformed. Yeah. It was really quite bizarre. And I kind of knew it was going to happen just from working in our studio space is exceptionally small for two artists. And so all the work is on top of each other, and you can't really, like, move away from it, you know? Plus, it wasn't suspended yet, so I couldn't get that feel from it. And that already has changed it so much as well. Like, it's responding to the light. Yeah, there's all these shadows being cast.
Sure. Yeah.
You can, like, move around it. And
in relationship also to Joyri's work. And relationship to her must be sort of also changing somehow the context.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, for me specifically, I just had a bunch of fabric folded. Yeah. So, like, you know, seeing it on the frame and stretch on the space and creating this wall that divides the space in this particular way, and, like, how I'm now, you know, making some slits on the wall that people can go through.
Having that experience too of just actually kind of like moving through the wall,
moving through the artwork,
and I'm so interested to see the way people are going to interact with the work.
Good. Well, people are going to have to come out on Friday and do that. So I'm so excited because that we always thought of the Double Dutch as something for the ballroom specifically because that room wasn't there before. I mean, it was there, but it was being used for offices. And you know, one of the reasons to reclaim it was to have a space that could really do something large scale and do something. So I'm really excited again about how your project is really taking on the space in a great way and like really working with it.
Transforming it.
Really transform it. So I'm excited, and I just want to thank you both because you've been working like maniacs the last few days, and we'll continue to do so for the next couple of days. And for the audience listening, that show is opening on Friday night. So that's in 2 days' time. And it starts at 7 p.m. I know, I'm looking at the flyer. 7 p.m. Until 8:30. And there will be a short artist talk, and then there will be light refreshments and just the ability to go and climb around the outside the wall. Mm-hmm. So please come out. And I always say, you know, we talk a lot about how the art community needs support, and very often people are like, oh, I don't have any money. I don't always mean financial support. I mean just showing up. So just show up. It's free. It's you get to meet the artists. There you can probably grab a cider or a beer or something, and it's generally a really nice night out. The National Art Gallery is an extremely welcoming space. We really want to see the local audience, so please just, you know, whatever you're doing on Friday evening, just drop by. We'd love to see you. And you can meet Dee Dee Brown and Jory Minaya, who are with us this evening in the studio. And then also, you know, go to our calendar, see what else is happening, www.nagb.org.bs. We do have our movie series. And in 2 weeks' time, on Thursday the 26th, we are going to be having our Halloween movie, which is a Guillermo del Toro movie. It's a little bit creepy. It's actually quite scary. It's R-rated, so do not bring young children. But that is also free, and that starts at 7 o'clock in the evening as well. We have a lot of stuff happening at the National Art Gallery. It is always free on Sundays for all Bahamians and locals. We're open from noon to 5 on Sunday. You can come with the entire family and not pay a bean and have a really good time. The rest of the week, we're open from Tuesday to Saturday, 10 to 5. There is a cost. It's $7 for Bahamians, $10 for foreign visitors, and free for children under 12. $5 for students and seniors. So please come out, stay tuned, enjoy your local art community. It's very vibrant, and everyone's always really happy to see you. So please come out, say hi to Dee Dee and Joyrie. And Dee Dee and Joyrie, thank you for being here tonight.
Thank you so much, Amanda.
And yeah, we'll see you. So you've been listening to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson, the director of the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, and you've been listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. Thank you so very much for listening, and good night.